I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home Team with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends all about it. Here we are, dead of winter, Jay, 2018. Are the phones working at Jay Day and the Day Home Team?
The phones are working, houses are selling, and people are calling.
Come on, your host staff is on a month-long vacation. You guys aren't taking phone calls. Nobody's there.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, like I mentioned, I mean, even New Year's Eve, one of your listeners we were working with, one of our first West Virginia clients, was texting back and forth with him, negotiating a contract at 11:30 on New Year's Eve. So we're there taking care of our people.
If you listen to our podcast, if you listen to WFRE, you know it's not a cliche. Call now, sell now. Don't wait till the spring when the inventory is flooded, when the market's flooded.
Oh, yeah. Take advantage of the limited inventory now. That's we did with that one client I had. It was, again, one of your listeners had a townhouse at Martinsburg, nothing on the market. I was like, let's get this thing rolling because there's nothing out there. Put it out there in multiple offers. Had showings, like I said, negotiating contracts on New Year's Eve.
In case you haven't picked up on that news, now serving you in West Virginia as well as Southern PA, Virginia, and Maryland. West Virginia, call the number.
Oh, yeah. We love, I'll tell you, the people I've met so far in West Virginia, we've helped with real estate, been absolutely amazing. Your listeners are consistent across all state lines. They've all been great.
I love to hear that. And I've even met people from West Virginia that are so grateful that you guys are serving them now.
Yeah, they were excited. I had a couple people say they actually came out to events to see you. And like, I told Tom that, you know, we called you, we're working with you. It's, like I said, great. The listeners here have been bar none the best clients we've ever had. We love the people here at WFRE. I said they've all been absolutely amazing to deal with, and we're looking forward to helping hundreds more with buying and selling their homes in 2018.
I know that we have a subject to talk about, buying a home where they're building new homes around you, but just due to the weather we've had for the past couple of weeks, are you hearing the is there a detached garage? Is there a connected garage? Seems to be a deal breaker with some people who I know. They want to have that car in a garage, and for safety and weather's sake, enter the house through the garage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the detached garage is nice for people that have, you know, their muscle cars or they're in the cars or they have equipment and things like that. They like working on cars. They could care less about that being attached. But your standard person that wants a garage, they want them attached. And if they're not, they want a breezeway. You know, can we add a breezeway to connect it to the house? Is there some way that we can avoid these sub-zero temperatures that we're having here on the East Coast, which is unusual.
I think mostly that's people who have lived in an attached garage, and they don't want that to go away. They don't see that as an upgrade.
Yeah, it's like an expected standard. And it's so funny because, I mean, you mentioned that, and I think I might have talked about it before, but, you know, where I grew up, we had row homes. I grew up in the city. We didn't have garages. My mom got her first house with a garage, and now I can't let her, you know, she doesn't want to go anywhere that doesn't have one. And, you know, we were looking at condos and stuff, and she goes, oh, but they're detached garages. I don't want to be able to, I don't want to go away. I need to be able to walk from the garage into my house.
Growing up in Baltimore, the row homes, did they have an alley behind with parking in the back, or did you have to?
No, man.
You had to park on the street out front?
On the street out front, parallel parking. So it's scary to think, too, the people, kids nowadays, you know, we've got three now that are all driving, and, you know, parallel parking is not a requirement
for
the testing.
No, to get your driver's license, not anymore.
And even when you go in the city, a lot of places, they're turning the parallel parking into these pull-in spots, and they're making the roads a little wider, and it's interesting, but I love when I see parallel parking because I know as the time continues, those spots will be reserved for us older people that had to learn how to parallel park.
This is a subject for another day, but I just think that they're putting worse drivers behind the wheel. They're doing everything they can to put somebody dangerous on behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, I'm still baffled by that because everywhere you go, I mean, even when I went down to Martinsburg to do stuff in West, it was parallel parking. Like, everywhere I go, there's parallel parking. Why they find it not important for people to know how to do this, I'm baffled.
Maybe they do in West Virginia. I know in Maryland, yeah, they quit teaching it. I don't know about across state lines.
Yeah, but like I said, I just can't think. I mean, think about it. Where most places you go, there's always parallel parking.
Absolutely.
You know, even you go to downtown Bethesda, parallel parking. I mean, okay. Yeah, there's garages, but there's, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's standard procedure.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. The other day I went to lunch at the Green Turtle in over in Urbana, and there's regular parking, but on the one side, there's parallel parking too. I'm like, oh, great. There's like all these open spots people aren't parking in.
All right, hold it. Green Turtle in Urbana? This a new venue?
Yeah, it's been, I think it's been there for a while. Daphne actually told me about it. And when one of our kids was going to Driver's Ed, you know, one night I went out there and I was like, oh, there's a dinner spot. I didn't realize it was open.
Oh, there's something new in Urbana every day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So today we want to talk about, you mentioned that it can be a factor if you live in a home in a development where they're still building new homes. Could that be a problem?
Well, it's funny because we get a lot of calls from people that are nervous. They're like, okay, I've got a home. My home is, you know, 5 years old, 6 years old, but the builder is still building in here. Can I sell my home? Is this even possible? And it's funny because, you know, I never thought of it as an issue.
Why would they ask that question?
I think they're just nervous because, you know, they think, you know, is somebody going to want used when they can buy new?
Is there a price equivalency or are they worried about taking a beating on the selling price?
Yeah, I think they worry about what it's going to sell for. And, you know, and it depends on the neighborhood you're in and the builders that are in there. You know, some builders are building spec homes, which means a spec home is a brand new home that's built. It's built to sell to somebody, and the builder customizes what they want to put in the house. They don't ask a buyer. They just say, this is what I'm building. These are the cabinets I'm putting in. These are the floors, and that's that. So they have a finished home that can be moved in. And if you have a finished home that can be moved in versus a home that's been lived in, that could be a bit of a challenge. But a lot of the neighborhoods and a lot of builders now are not always doing spec homes. So let's say that you went into a neighborhood. And I'll give you an example. We have we had a buyer that we were working with, and they were looking over in Hagerstown at Westfields. So they go in there, and you know, we show them resales, and then there's new. But the deal was with the new homes, they were going to have to. They could customize and pick, but they had to wait, and the wait time could be 6 to 8 months. So if you have an immediate move-in home and it's a resale, and someone has, for example, their timing is more important than anything, and they don't want to have to move in with someone else or find temporary housing, it doesn't really make that big of a difference. And new homes will sell on average for a little bit more than you're going to find a resale. But, I mean, if your home's 5 years old, it's, you know, it's fairly new anyway.
Sure. I mean, a new car depreciates the second you drive it off a lot. So that's understandable. But look, I can say this without even knowing the answer. If you have a fear, don't fear. Call Jay and his team. Whatever the outcome is going to be, it's going to be the best possible outcome for you.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, you know, it's don't be afraid of that. We tell people, too, when there's builders building and there's new construction, it's actually a good thing, too, because they're spending all of this marketing money driving traffic to that neighborhood. And the people aren't going to just drive by and look at your house. Most of them won't say, oh, this is used. I have no interest. Most people, if they have an agent that's working with them, the agent will tell them, you want to check out everything. Why would you eliminate resale homes versus new if the homes are like 4 or 5 years difference and you know, and you can maybe get a better deal. Maybe it's not a better deal. Maybe it's better timing. Or maybe there's, you know, the builder's prices might have went up. You know, there's all these different factors that come into play. But don't be afraid. I mean, we've been successful in selling resale homes in new neighborhoods for years. You know, and when we get into the house of the week, we've got one we're going to be talking about where we're actually working with the builder, helping them market and sell their new homes. And we've sold resale homes right next to the new homes.
And you could also make a point that, hey, stick around. They're building here. There's going to be a road here. There's going to be a park here. There's going to be a community room here. There's going to be a gazebo. They're putting in a pond over there. So you're going to get the benefits of a brand new development and getting a deal maybe on a house that's been lived in for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, sometimes it's the timing that's more important because let's say you're trying to upgrade. You have a townhome and you know, you're trying to upsize because you have kids, life has changed, or whatever, or you just want more space. Maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you and your wife just want to have a little bit more space between you than the townhome. If you want to make, you know, say you get that house on the market, you get it under contract, you can't wait and say, well, I don't want to sell it. I don't want to wait 8 months for them to build me a new home. Maybe the resale makes more sense when you're going to purchase. So like I said, don't be intimidated by it. If you own a home and you're in an area where, you know, you're nervous because you're competing with some builders, reach out to us. We'll give you a candid market analysis of what we think we can sell your home for. But don't think because the builder is in there, or, you know, some people say, well, I was waiting. I figured I would try and sell once the builder was done. You don't need to, you know, you may need to wait. You may not need to, but assuming is not going to get you anywhere. Just reach out to us. We'll give you a true straight up analysis of what we think it'll sell for. And like I said, one thing that a lot of people don't think of is by selling while the builder is there, we're also piggybacking and co-marketing and taking advantage of their extra marketing dollars they're spending to drive people into that neighborhood. You know, because if they have 40 homes to sell, they're marketing the heck out of it. You know, some of the builders even advertise here on WFRE. I hear their commercials. They're driving traffic to that site. Why would we not take advantage and piggyback? We're going to do our marketing the way we do it. But if we can actually also have another person marketing and driving traffic to where your house is, it's a win-win for everybody.
I can vouch for Jay and Christina and the Day Home team in that you're not going to be forced into anything. You're not going to be forced to sign anything. If it looks like it's going to be a hassle, if you look like you're going to be a hassle, Jay doesn't want the hassle.
No.
You're not being forced into anything.
No, we want to work with people that we want to work, yeah, that want to work with us. And it's a relationship. You have to want and enjoy the people you're working with. We joke with people and tell them, you know, it's like a little marriage. Because it doesn't have, even if we sell your home quick, there's still a whole lot of hurdles. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen. And we want to work with people that we feel good working with and feel good working with us.
And some of the stories I've read are they're repeat customers. That we're repeat customers. We're going into this with full confidence because we've worked with Jay before.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people now, I mean, it's been years that we've been advertising here with WFRE, and we've had a lot of people that we've done multiple real estate transactions with. And they keep coming back. And to me, it's always a funny thing, though, because how they started was, you know, I heard Tom talking about you on the radio, and I first thought, there's no way. That's BS. This can't be true.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's what I would, if I was hearing this, I would think, this is a hustle.
Yeah, and then they make the call, and then they meet with us, and they realize, oh, well, these guys, yes, they're in sales, but they're not the sales that most people think of. You know, we're not the sale, you know. Me personally, I've said it before, like when I'm looking to buy a car, I go on a Sunday when there's no salespeople there so I can look at the cars myself, and then I'll go back because I don't like to be harassed myself. I can't stand it.
I understand, and people are intimidated by salespeople. They're intimidated. They think, hey, they're going to try to get over on me somehow. I'm nervous. Yeah.
Even appliances. I do all my shopping and review checking online, and then I know what I want when I go in, and I try to go to places that have people that aren't commissioned because – salespeople just, you know, most of the people think they're out to try and make their own money. All they do is care about themselves and their own paycheck.
Jay, I've never, in all the 7 years, I have never had a complaint. Never had a complaint. That may have been the end of our relationship, but it's never, not even a whiff of a complaint.
Yeah, we try and take really good care of everybody, and we do care about what we do. And yeah, you know that. I mean, we really do want to know what people's goals are so we can try and help them reach that, whether it's selling, not selling, refinancing, staying, whatever that happens to be. We're never going to put us getting a sale over your ultimate goal of getting to where you need to be. I mean, we had someone recently that called in. I'll give you a perfect example. They called in recently and they had land to sell. And when I looked at everything and I saw the land sales, I'm like, you know, you might be better off auctioning this instead of hiring us to do it. I think you might get more at an auction because I think they could do a better job because of where the house is, where the lot was, what was going on. I said, I think that you're going to be better off going this avenue instead of utilizing us.
That's unheard of by a salesperson. That's unheard of behavior.
Yeah, but it was true. I mean, I knew what they had. I knew it was a challenge. I knew they could create some pent-up demand because I saw what sold. And I told them, I can't get that demand on the land side. On a house side, we can do some similar things or pricing things in a certain place to make it happen. But I was like, for this one situation, I think you're going to be better off taking a different route than the route with us. And they were shocked. They were totally shocked. They're like, well, what do you mean? Are you sure you can't do this? And I'm like, we can. However, I think this might be a better avenue for you because of your situation right now.
I honestly believe that they will tell people that. They will tell other people that. And that is that's an incredible endorsement. That really is something else.
Yeah, sometimes certain things make more sense. And you can't be one to try and take advantage of someone because, again, you want something out of it. It just doesn't make sense. It's not how things are done. And we tell people all the time, you know, well, why don't you rent it? Or, you know, we could do this for you. Or maybe you should go down this avenue. Or I think I mentioned to you before, I'll never forget, there was a couple that my wife met in Adamstown, and they had everything they wanted, but they thought they should sell. But when we really got down to it, it didn't make sense for them to sell because what they wanted didn't exist. And they already had a one level home. And we're like, we can sell your house if you want, but it doesn't sound like that's really what you want. They just thought that they should sell because, you know, they thought that, you know, oh, the market's good, interest rates are lower. We ended up having them refinance and just keep the house that they loved and had a lower payment.
Call Jay today. Jay and his team now serving you in wild, wonderful West Virginia, as well as Virginia, Southern Pennsylvania, and the free state, the state of Maryland. We got a home of the week?
Yep, home of the week. This home is located in Collegiate Acres in Hagerstown. It's 12905 Nittany Lion Circle, listed at 345. This house has 5 bedrooms, 3 full baths, 1 half bath, built in 2012, almost 3,800 finished square feet. Great home. We've sold a couple homes in this neighborhood already from WFRE listeners, and there's also new construction there. Great, great opportunity. The house is beautiful. Go to WFRE.com, go to J-Day's Real Estate Podcast, look at the house of the week. You'll see photos. And if you want to see it, give us a ring, and we'll have someone on our team take you out there to take a peek.
And if you're a Nittany Lion fan, what are you waiting for? And don't go there and steal the signs now that you know there's Nittany Lion Circle somewhere in Hagerstown. That's our real estate podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends all about it. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
I'm J-Day and the Day Home Team.